Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my series, The Call of Moses, where I'm now telling the story of how Moses grew up in the house of Pharaoh, even though his parents were Hebrew slaves in Egypt, who the Pharaoh was trying to eliminate from the face of Egypt. Moses grew up as an Egyptian prince, being the adopted Hebrew boy of the daughter of Pharaoh. He grew up in the palace and not with his own people, the Hebrews. Once he'd become a man, he stepped out into the world and saw the oppression that his people were under. At one point, he came across an Egyptian taskmaster beating a Hebrew slave. So looking both ways to make sure that no one else was around, he struck down this Hebrew beating taskmaster and buried his body in the sand. The next day, while he was doing his rounds in the city, he saw two Hebrew slaves fighting. He inquired as to why they were fighting among themselves. "Who made you a prince and judge over us? Are you going to kill us like you killed that Egyptian taskmaster?" Oh, Moses ran away in fear because he realized that everyone knew he had killed the Egyptian taskmaster and hidden the body. After the body of the taskmaster had been discovered, Pharaoh got word of what happened and ordered that Moses be brought before him so justice could be served. The penalty for his transgressions would be death. Moses fled Egypt, away from the presence of Pharaoh. He traveled on foot, day and night, until he reached the land of Midian, where he found a well and rested. Now, he was safe from the influence of Pharaoh. As you can see, Moses did not fit in very well with the family of Pharaoh. He was a Hebrew at heart and had a difficult time watching his people, the Hebrew people, treated like slaves, enduring much hardship under the hand of Pharaoh. Now, the prince had a price on his head. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.